And another legendary coffee tales in history, as narrated by the late, great Juki John Paul Jenkins. And now, we will read the transcripts.
Now, like I told y'all before, they call me Juki. Now, that's short for John Paul Jenkins. Now, that great, great granddaddy, Benelli, he was a great man. Don't mean to overuse the word great, but brought up in hard times, born in the early 1900s, somewhere around 1516. Well, he went away from home, see. A proud man that he was, smacked one of the locals of the big family. Smacked him smack in the mouth while residing down in Opelika. Well, let's just say you didn't do that. You didn't do them type things at that time. Well, let's just fast forward to him hopping on a train after kissing his crying mama straight for the Magic City. Now, that's where he got wind of the mystical powers of a particular breed of Ethiopian coffee. So, he trekked out toward the Kaffa Mountains. Now, nobody can say for absolutely sure, because records was kind of sketchy around them times, but rumor has it that he ran into a local elder who claimed he saw on Benelli that day an aura as he passed him to that mystical location. He claimed he tasted a coffee so pure and so delicious that his spirit left his very body, only to return after a two-day coma. And a local claimed that he left a baby boy on that mountain, and that's due to the Ethiopian coffee's strong fertility. Well, it does have that effect, I must admit. Anyhow, they say if you revisit that exact spot he found, you'll see at that exact place that he found those mystical coffee beans. They claim it's like having perfect detox. That's short for detoxification. And you'll be able to communicate with all the animals in their native tongue, sounds and things. Well, that's it for now, folks.
This is another chapter in another legendary coffee tale by Benelli Coffee, the richest journey you'll ever taste. Good evening.